Oh, it happened in Vienna not so very long ago, when not enough folks were getting sick, that a starving young physician tried to better his position by discovering what made his patients tick. Oh, Dr. Freud, oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed, for this set of circumstances sure enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud. He forgot about sclerosis, but invented the psychosis, plus 100 ways that sex could be enjoyed. He adopted as his credo, down repression, whoop, libido. That was the start of Dr. Sigmund Freud. Oh, Dr. Freud, oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed, for this set of circumstances sure enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud. He analyzed the dreams of the teens and libertines. He substituted monologues for pills. He drew crowds just like Wells Sadler. When along came Jung and Adler, they said, by God, there's gold in them thar hills. They encountered no resistance as they served as Freud's assistants, and with ego and with id they deftly toyed. Instead of toting bedpans, they bore analytic deadpans, those ambitious doctors Adler, Jung, and Freud. Now the big three have departed, but not so this thing they've started. It's been carried on by many a goodly band. And to trauma, shock, and war shock, someone went and added Rorschach. The thing has got completely out of hand. Oh, Dr. Freud, oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed, for this set of circumstances sure enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.